Kevin Hagan joins us. This is presented by Soul Street Coffee. The site, soulstreetcoffee.com. That's S-O-U-L, soulstreetcoffee.com. Kevin knows Kenneth. Well, matter of fact, many in this audience know Kenneth. You've either met him or you've seen him on Twitter, or maybe you saw him at Commitments. He was there too. But, Kevin, I know that's good news.
It's phenomenal news. I'm honored to call Kenneth a dear friend, but his coffee is simply the best coffee in the world, Soul Street Coffee. I promoted it on my podcast. I don't accept any financial revenue for any sponsors. I do. I like to promote people that I love their product, and I love Soul Street Coffee. It is truly the greatest coffee I've ever tasted in the world. I figured it up last night. I've had 8 different of his flavors. They're all awesome, but I'm telling you, Tennessee chicken. Chicory and vanilla bourbon are just off the charts good, but I got to tell you, Kenneth, chocolate raspberry is calling my name, so I have no doubt that's going to be number 9.
SoulStreetCoffee.com. Kevin Hagan with us talking Alabama. So what is the news that's out there? What is Bama waiting on right now with players?
Well, they've had a nice little run here in recruiting. They picked up a commitment recently from Will Anderson, who's an outside linebacker / defensive end out of Dutchtown High School in Hampton, Georgia. And Bill, I don't care who else Alabama adds to the 2020 class, Will Anderson will be my favorite player in this class, just like Antonio Alfano was last year. Not only is he a phenomenal football player, great leadership skills, great human being off the field, he's a complete package. And I think Will Anderson, like Antonio Alfano in last year's class, I think they're going to be the next absolute superstar defensive players at Alabama. I think Will Anderson will have a Jonathan Allen-like career at Alabama. I could not be more elated to add him as the 20th member to the class. And of course, Alabama did have a D commitment from to Ricky Wright, but that's kind of just making room. And there'll be a couple more of those happen as Alabama adds to it. When you think about it, Bill, when you book in last year's 2019 class to this 2020 class, looking at defense, Alabama just really loaded up on the defensive line in the secondary last year. I think it'll end up being the best defensive line class Alabama's had in the Nick Saban era. And the priority of linebackers this year, and Alabama just continues to add elite linebacker after elite linebacker in this class. Will Anderson, Chris Braswell, Demoy Kennedy, who's another person I think is going to have a phenomenal career at Alabama. Darius Robinson, another incredible get for Alabama at the linebacker position, and Drew Andrews. This is just a phenomenal linebacking class for Alabama. And like pieces of a puzzle, it fits right in with the defensive line in the secondary last year. So Alabama is setting itself up to have some incredible defensive talent moving forward in the next couple of years. And I could not be more excited about that.
What about Jaquelin Roy?
Yeah, Jaquelin Roy out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's an Alabama-LSU battle, but Alabama feels like they're in a very strong position to be a very serious contender for his commitment. And he's another one that I would love to see Alabama add to this class. Alabama's had a lot of success going in recruiting players out of the Baton Rouge area. And Bill, would not surprise me at all to see Alabama add Roy to this class.
And they still feel pretty good about Zachary Evans, right?
Oh, yeah. Alabama's in a commanding position with Zachary Evans, absolutely.
And that's a big-time running back. Now, we'll find out once we get him on the field if he's generational, but folks over there say that they think he is. So we'll find out,
absolutely,
I guess, soon enough.
Yeah, that's what we keep hearing, that he is a generational-type running back. Of course, Alabama has a major, major visitor today, Xavier Hill, the offensive guard out of Olive Branch, Mississippi Olive Branch High School. He's coming in on a visit today, and he is going to have the red carpet rolled out to him. He was a player Alabama felt really good about. They have him extremely high on their board. He's listed on a couple sites as a 3-star player. Alabama has him right at the top of their guard position board, and he's coming in today. They felt really good about him. He had a visit to College Station, Texas, a couple weeks ago, and Texas A&M made a really strong impression upon him. So this is a critical visitor for Alabama, and he, as I said, he will get the red carpet treatment. And depending on how his visit goes today and how Alabama feels about, you know, getting back into control, whether or not they're back in control of his recruitment or not, we'll have a long way to go with how Alabama puts the pressure on Justin Rogers, the Kentucky commitment that came into Alabama last week on an official visit. The visit went extremely, extremely well. Those are the top two guards on Alabama's board. So we'll see how it goes with Xavier Hill today, and that'll determine on the heat whether or not the heat gets turned up on Justin Rogers or not. I will be surprised if Alabama does not add one of those two young men to the 2020 class.
Is Mac Jones the for sure number two quarterback?
Well, hopefully. That's the dream. The dream is for Mac Jones to step up and become the number two quarterback, because Alabama, although they feel really excited about the future of Talia Tagovailoa, the younger right-handed brother of Tua Tagovailoa, they would love to redshirt Talia this year. But in order for that to happen, Mac Jones is going to have to step up and be the man. And he's been able to do it in practice. You watch Mac Jones practice, you know, and at times, you know, he's a phenomenal player. It's all about putting it together on Saturdays for Mac Jones. He kind of struggled in spring practice. I think a lot of that had to do with the pressure he felt from Talia Tagovailoa, but then he turned around and had a strong A-Day. So, yes, he's one of the players in early fall camp in August. It's Alabama's wish that Mac Jones will step up and secure that number two quarterback position.
Because if he doesn't, and again, pure speculation by the host of the show, but if he doesn't end up as the number two guy, you would think he'd jump into that portal like everybody else does, right?
Well, I will put it this way. If he doesn't secure that number two position early in the fall camp, he is going to be passed by Talia Tagovailoa. And unless, you know, he wants to spend the rest of his career, you know, being a backup holder for PATs and field goals, then yeah, he knows it. And that's another question about Mac Jones. And I'm a big Mac Jones fan. Don't get me wrong. I've rooted for the young man. I've seen him do things in practice. I want him to see him do on Saturday. But like I said, he didn't handle the pressure of that quarterback competition great. In spring practice, how's he going to handle that pressure now that we are going to August camp? Because Talia Tagovailoa, he showed it with the touchdown pass he threw in the A-Day game. He's an extremely talented quarterback. So, but, you know, it's all about Mac Jones putting it together. But what you just have to tell Mac is, hey, man, you control your destiny. Now it's up to you to see what you do.
Tell me this upcoming Alabama team. Where will they be better? The units where you anticipate them being better than they were a year ago?
I think the secondary will be much improved this year. It'll be a big advantage to get Trevon Diggs back. His prolonged injury last year was a big, big blow to there. Patrick Surtain Jr. being another year older. Josh Jobes is going to factor into that. And when you throw in Xavier McKinney at the safety position and Jared Maiden, I've talked to people in the offseason. The three players that I think are critical that Alabama keep healthy to have the season they want to have this year, those three players to me are Tua Tagovailoa, Dylan Moses at middle linebacker, and Xavier McKinney at strong safety, because Xavier's going to be the quarterback of the secondary. You throw in players like Jeffrey Carter. It is just going to be a deeper, more talented secondary for Alabama. I know there was a lot of angst coming out of the national championship game and their horrific performance against Clemson. But part of that, too, is my next thing, is that Alabama's going to have a much improved pass rush this year. You get Anthony, Terrell Lewis back. You get Chris Allen back. Those are two key pass rushers. The defensive line is going to be deeper and more talented. DJ Dale, the true freshman, I think is going to have an immediate impact with the nose guard. So I think coupled with an improved pass rush from the front end, and then another year and deeper talent in the secondary, I think the entire pass defense for Alabama is going to be much improved. And I think one of the things that we're going to see is a byproduct of the Steve Sarkisian era is it's not they're going to, you know, jettison the passing game, because if you look at any of these preseason magazines, everyone agrees, and I would too, that Alabama has the most talented wide receiving core in the nation for Tua to throw to. I think you're going to see more of a pro-style running game this year than we have from the RPO situation this year. And that's the big question for me on the offensive side of the ball is we know who our tackles are going to be. It's going to be Alex Leatherwood on the left side and Jedrick Wills on the right right side. The question is going to be the three in the middle. How quickly can Chris Owens, if in fact it is Chris Owens, how quickly can he take control at the center position? And then who will the guards be? Will it be true freshman Evan Neal? Will it be Matt Womack? We know Deontay Brown's facing a suspension, probably 4 games to start the year. Will Emil Ekular figure in at the guard position? So I've had several Alabama fans ask me what I thought about the offensive line this year, and I do think it's going to be improved, but I think it's going to be a couple of games into the season until they get the final starting five figured out, get their communication down. And let's be honest, that offensive line doesn't really have to be clicking on all cylinders until Alabama heads to College Station in early October.
Kevin Hagan with us every Wednesday, presented by Soul Street Coffee. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. It is a wonderful, delicious coffee. How many different blends do you think he's got right now?
Well, see, I know of eight that I've had. I've had Tennessee chicory, vanilla bourbon, pralines and cream, gingerbread, peppermint mocha. I tried the snickerdoodle at Christmas, and then two special blends. He did a special houndstooth crew blend for our crew, and the coffee cattleman blend. And as I said, I haven't had chocolate raspberry yet, but if I don't place an order today, it'll be this week. So, you know, those are what, 9 or 10 that I know of. And that's a great thing about his site is he's constantly rotating new blends in, and they're just all absolutely phenomenal. I've not had a single bad blend from him, and I've given this away to as a present to a number of, you know, friends and family that have everything with you. Give them, I've given them this as a Christmas present or a birthday present, and every single one of them has come back and said, that's the best coffee I've ever drank in my life, and I couldn't agree more. It's phenomenal coffee.
I agree. Kevin, we'll see you next week, sir.
Hey, as always, have a great day, everybody, and roll tide.